When we, as victims of state manipulation, allow ourselves to be controlled to the point where we can no longer connect ourselves to the pain and the suffering of others, we become divided and state violence gets a free hand. While we are being blamed for our own misery. Some of the people that I've just mentioned either had criminal records or was in prison. Yes. But Black Action Defense's mandate is not to defend criminals, but to defend people whose rights have been violated, even if these people are in the prison. Prisoners too do have rights. Another example of how racism is used to further divide us and use us and make us feel as if we are the cause of the misfortune that afflicts the society. Let us take, for example, free trade and the massive job loss that is directly related to it. Who does the media blame for the economic hardships that is being felt by the working poor and the unemployed? Not the money people. No, no, no. They blame the people who are suffering the most. Black people, visible minority, and immigrants. Immigrants. They don't stop to tell you that immigrants also build, immigrants consume, immigrants enrich the society. They make contributions. No, they don't tell you that. You're all on the welfare list. We don't need you here. Well, while racism keeps the poor and the ignorant fighting amongst themselves, it keeps the rich exploiters safe, very safe. From your birth, there has been a battle to rob you of your mind. Your mind is needed for manipulation. Your mind is needed to be polluted with narcissism, confusion, immorality, and illusion. Your mind is placed in a confused state so you can become an unwitting accomplice to the agenda of the powerful. This mind bending will start from birth. It will continue through the TV, which I personally call the idiot box. And yes, here in school. It will continue as you go out to work, and you will be manipulated as the rich and powerful chooses to, and for their own purpose. So how do you stop the manipulation and keep ownership of your mind? You read. You read, and you read, and you read. And you read books and you select them well. And you free your mind of pollution. You free your mind of lies. And when you know the truth, it will empower you. And it will give you back ownership of your mind. You know, professors have, professors who have studied African history and the nature of racism know that to teach a course that will successfully eliminate racism and Eurocentrism from your mind forever will mean their jobs. I mean that. He or she knows who the bosses are. How they think and what is required from them to keep their jobs. So don't depend on the university or the school, whichever school you're in, to teach you as you should be taught. You got to go beyond the parameters of what is being designed for you to teach, to learn. Do not depend on neither TV, newspaper, or movies to teach you. These are mediums that are controlled by the powerful, whether you believe it, yes or no, who have their own agenda to further. And great books, books that give you an unbiased view of things and the truth, are now published by independent book publishers, and they are readily accessible. Read books. Select them well. When you have learned correctly, you will win back the ownership of your mind, and it will move you. The knowledge that you would gain from it will move you into action. And this action will be for the betterment of those who are already here. And when I say here, I mean who are alive and around now, wherever their geographical place may be. As a matter of fact, I say all over this globe. And for those who are yet to come. And that is why Black Action Defense Committee stay on the line. We stay the course, because injustice must be addressed. It must be fought. It's imperative that is being fought. And it don't matter what color you are, what race you are. It don't matter. As long as you're prepared to know the truth, understand the truth, and come from a place of rightness, and be committed to the idea justice must be served, you will bow. Kwame Nkrumah said, you cannot win the war, but you can make a contribution. Can anyone ask for more? No one can ask for more up here. Thank you.